Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? January, it is what it is, so we're doing this thing. 2021, blessed to be here. And if you haven't checked out the website, go to motomotomusic.com. That's the website where you can find all the African album reviews as well as the Motomoto podcast. And top right hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. The only way this podcast stays going is with your support, so please do support. Otherwise, let's get straight into it. It's another album review, of course.
The latest African album review is
Talk about a hard-working man in the industry, and DJ Tarico from Mozambique gives us two Moz Piano albums, and he gave us those albums in 2020. The first one was called Moz Piano, and that came out probably around the time when we got that first lockdown. And then now, Moz Piano Volume 2 dropped before the end of last year, and it's been getting some serious love, and I thought, you know what, why not? Here's a review for Moz Piano by DJ Tarico. Moz Piano Volume 2 was released on November 5, 2020. It has 16 songs and 1 hour 43 minute runtime. That's pretty hefty, man. And DJ Tarico goes on production, and there are 13 features.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The album opens up with Bodene featuring Mano Tsotsi, which is an inviting number. Just think DJ Maphorisa and Kabza De Small on a production collabo with Vigro Deep. That's how talented DJ Tarico is with these Amapiano vibes, and that's the initial feeling I got when I was listening to this one. Mano Tsotsi is like your Kasi rapper somewhat. Only that he's from Mozambique, but he does his thing really well. The tune with celebrated Moz singer Nelson Tivane called Dalila is an awesome dance hit, and I really would love it to get even bigger than what it is. DJ Tarico shows up with a wonderful production that is highly melodious and really gives that linkage between Kwaito and Amapiano. In some way, it's even more Kwaito than you'd think, but comes as no surprise. That genre infiltrated Southern Africa in a major way. DJ Tarico also collaborated with Nelson Tivane on the huge hit Yaba Buluku, and that one also features Prick. And if you've seen DJ Tarico's Instagram, there's people just doing, you know, dances to this song, and I think it's definitely the biggest song off this album at the moment. So check out the video on YouTube. You get some more mellow yanos on tunes such as Gunguza featuring Davane and Hit Me With The Light featuring Tegui. So it's a bit of a variation. You're not getting that hard-hitting Amapiano all the time. But that really shows how versatile DJ Tarico has been on this project, and I like that.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
What I got from this project is that Moz Piano is different from Amapiano as we know it. Obviously, it's from Mozambique and not South Africa. But maybe we should say DJ Tarico's Amapiano sound is different. It really is a mix of Amapiano, Kwaito, and club dance to give a very nice take on the biggest genre to come out of Africa in the last couple of years. I appreciated that DJ Tarico was bold enough to try something new, because it's easy to get caught in the hype and copy whoever's doing it well. DJ Tarico truly has his own Amapiano sound, and it's fire. I enjoyed the selection on collabos on this project a lot, such that I picked a number of artists to add to my watch list and find music from. This is what I love about a lot of producer albums coming out of Africa, because often their features are beautifully matched with the music, being less about how big the artist is, but actual fit. The mixing and mastering on Moz Piano were top-notch, straight from the file R for royalty, that king type. It's such a wonderful addition to have more music from Mozambique heard on the African front, and this is the kind of album you want to be, you know, showcasing what your country's got. The best way to really start getting heard by the bigger markets is to make music so good that they cannot ignore you. So, well done on this one. The biggest difference between Moz Piano and Moz Piano Volume 2 is that Volume 2 is much more original in the composition, with a unique DJ Tariko character, whereas Volume 1 was really trying to mold that Amapiano sound into his production arsenal, so it sounded more generic and less unique. Having said that, it was a fire album, no lie, I'm not even gonna lie about that one.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Sometimes with Amapiano from countries other than South Africa, it always has a few elements that give it away, and in this case you'd think it's only the languages, like using Mozambican languages such as Emakua and Portuguese, that they're the only differentiator, but no. Like I mentioned earlier, DJ Tariko did well to give Amapiano his own spin while keeping it close enough to the original such that a wider market can appreciate it. All in all, I'd say brilliant work by DJ Tariko on Moz Piano, and I think a few artists will be paying him a visit to get a unique Amapiano hit ASAP, and even artists from outside Mozambique. Get this guy before his price is unattainable, my friends. Trust me. He's already huge, but I think he's just gonna get bigger. My picks from Moz Piano Volume 2 are the songs Bodene, Hit Me With The Light, Dalila, Yaba Buluku, yeah, big hit that one, Ungafambe, Eat My Money, I'm In Love With You featuring Delio Tala, and Famba featuring Wukan Rose. Fire songs, I'm telling you. This album comes highly recommended, firstly for Amapiano lovers that have an open mind and want to listen to something else other than the original South African Amapiano. You will be hard-pressed to find a better project from Mozambique in the last year, and this would be a great way for dance lovers to feel some Moz vibes, which they probably wouldn't hear anywhere else. I also think, like, just in general, DJs that are into dance music, you don't want to give this album a miss, because I think you'll find some gems that you can mix into something else and all that, so it's kind of worth a listen, so yeah. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.